Now, Human Rights Watch has called on Bahrain to immediately release prominent rights activist Zainab Al-Khawaja. The organization says the charges against Khawaja clearly violate her right to free expression and that Manama should drop all charges. The activist, who is 8 months pregnant, is accused of insulting the king after she tore up a photo of King Hamad at an appeal hearing in two cases dating back to 2012. She's a daughter of Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja, who's serving a life sentence after calling for political reform in Bahrain. The Al-Khalifa regime has put thousands behind bars since a popular uprising began in February of 2011. We are now joined by Barry Grossman out of Bali, international lawyer. Mr. Grossman, I mean, can we expect the Bahraini government to do anything and relent to, and release, in light of this demand by Human Rights Watch, to release Mrs. Al-Khalija?
Good afternoon. Well, certainly the record of the Bahraini government in the last few years, since at least 2011, has not been good. The government in Bahrain, dominated by the Sunni minority, has been ruling the country with an iron fist at the expense of the Shia majority. So I would not hold out any great amount of hope that they will treat this case any differently than they have previous cases. That said, let's be clear, the Bahraini government and the Al-Khalifa dynasty, the king, are long-standing allies with the KSA and indeed with the United States of America, which maintains bases there and has a great degree of influence over Bahrain and Bahrain policies. The USA has been telling us for as long as it's been around that it's a great champion of human rights. I don't think we need to debate whether this woman's human rights are being abused. Let the United States use a direct line and its influence with the Bahraini regime in order to get this lady released. If they fail to do that, there's really not a lot of room to have any further question about the U.S. and its hypocrisy or about the Bahraini government's policies on such matters.
So can we expect the Al-Khalifa regime to force her to have her child, deliver her child inside of a prison?
Well, I don't think there would be anything unusual in that. What I'd like to say to the Al-Khalifa regime, and I'm not trying to make a mockery out of this, is that if there is any justice left in Bahrain, I am personally more than willing to get on an airplane, fly to Bahrain, and stand trial in her stead and serve any sentence for her. And then we'll see the quality of justice available in Bahrain. We don't really need international NGOs like Human Rights Watch to intervene in such matters. The simple fact is it's there for anyone to see. The situation in Bahrain is deteriorating desperately. It's not really a sectarian issue as much as sectarian politics being used in order to continue the Al-Khalifa dynasty's grip on power at the expense of the region's indigenous Shia.
Now, do you think
that's the long and the short of it?
Mr. Grossman, do you think that her incarceration, Mrs. Zainab Al-Khawaja's incarceration, is going to ignite nationwide protests, pro-democracy protests by other activists?
Well, let's be clear. There have been continuing protests since at least 2011 as part of the so-called Arab Spring, which is turning out to be more like an Arab fall. The regime has responded to those protests with an ironclad fist. There have been many people killed, many people in prison. I don't see that there's going to be any great improvement in the situation, and certainly this is not going to help it. Whether it inflames it still further, I guess we'll have to wait and see. I would like to think that this is an opportunity for the Bahrain government and for the Al-Khalifa monarchy to show in good faith that there still can be justice had in Bahrain and to show some clemency towards this individual. Let's bear in mind that it's not just her, but her entire family has been targeted with the full weight of the coercive arm of state in Bahrain going back a number of years, more than a decade, in fact. So when she did what she was alleged to have done only a few days ago after only being released from prison earlier this year, a year in prison, it's reasonable to say that she was not thinking entirely clearly and probably suffering from something akin to what people in America call post-traumatic stress disorder. There's a perfect opportunity here for the Bahraini government and the Al Khalifa king to show clemency, to show reasonableness, and to seize on this horrible situation as an opportunity to move forward in this unfortunate dispute that's been playing out since 2011 between what has been a long and oppressed majority in an unfortunate sectarian fuel situation.
Thank you, Mr. Grossman. That was Mr. Barry Grossman joining us, international lawyer out of Bali.